The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Perek Elu Metzias has been graciously sponsored by Rav Heshi and Sharon Kalus of Mike's Dinettes in Brooklyn, New York, the Ilui Nishmas, Rav Shmuel Mordechai ben Rav Shraga Olav HaShalom, Le'ilui Nishmas Henshe Bas Rabbi Yisrael Tzvi Olea HaShalom, and Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Yitzchak Yisrael ben Rebbe Fol Noach Yosef Olav HaShalom. May the Torah studied be an everlasting schus for their neshamas.
Gemara Bav Metzia Dav Lamed Beis. The Gemara Bav Metzia Dav Lamed Beis discusses the sugya of Tzar Balichayim. The big sugya of Tzar Balichayim. This is one of the major sugyas in Shas of Tzar Balichayim. All the Gemaras, this is a Gemara in Shabbos Dav Kukav Ches. This is Gemara Shabbat Dav Kuf Nindal, Gemara Beis, Gemara Chulin Dav Zayin, other Gemaras. But this is the famous sugya with the Machlokes, whether or not Tzar Bar Lechaim is the Rabbanon, or Tzar Bar Lechaim is the Raisin. The Gemara goes back and forth. Is Tzar Bar Lechaim the Rabbanon or the Raisin? Back and forth. We know that the halacha of Tzar Bar Lechaim is not only is one forbidden to actually cause harm and damage to animals, but in addition to that, there are certain ifanim of where one is, Mechuyev is required to even help an animal that's in pain that comes out from our sugya. In other words, not only can you not hurt an animal, or damage an animal, see, but also you have to make sure to try and help animals in certain situations, which we'll try to mavara today, Bezus Hashem. How do we paskin? Is Tzar Bali Chayim Daraisa or Drabanon? Number one, how do we paskin? It's that's in the steers in Shulchanot, Lamaisa, the Ramah, the Ashkenazim, Akloponim are clear, the Tzarim maybe not so clear because in Shulchanot it's a little bit, there could be a steer, but the Ramah in Simen, Ayin Reish, Beis, paskins clearly that Tzar Bar Lechaim is deraisa. There are more paskins over there that therefore even if there's an animal of a guy where the issue of prika and tina may not apply mitzad the dinim of prika and tina, only als eva, like the Gemara comes out. However, it says Ramah, no, for prika, there's Tzar Bar Lechaim deraisa. If you see an animal even of a guy and he's in pain and he's suffering, mitzav the halacha of Tzar Bar Lechaim, you have to help the animal. Like our Gemara, to feed the man d'omer, Tzar Bar Lechaim, deraisa, you have to help the animal of a guy. That's what came out. So we see the Ramah sheet is, Tzar Bar Lechaim, deraisa. Lamaisa, in our Gemara, there's a makor for a major heter of the Ramah. The major heter of the Ramah, the Ramah's heter is based also on, there's a Sadeshin, a famous Truman Sadeshin, and asks, how you let a ride in a horse? I'm sure if you'd ask the horse, excuse me, Charlie, are you comfortable under there? I'm sure that his choice word would not be yes. I'm sure that he would have something, he would have what to say about the fact that you're riding on his back. So, how are you allowed to ride on a horse? Says the Truman Sadeshen, big side, that the halacha of Tzar Bar Lechaim is, he will explain like this, that it's just this wave. There's no Easter of Tzar Bar Lechaim when there's a ta'eles of them, when a person has some benefit from it. We'll see in a minute what's considered a benefit, but when there's a ta'eles of an Adam, when a person has gain from usage of the animal, then that's the reason the Ribbono Shel Olam created animals. Well, I'll give a little bit of explanation. We don't hold, there are some interesting fellows, there are some goyim that they hold, that the Pshat and Tzar Bar Lechaim, the goyim, a lot of them hold that the Pshat and Tzar Bar Lechaim is, you know, there's like Ben Adam Lamakim, there's Ben Adam Lechaveidai, there's Ben Adam Lechaveidai, right? You know, you have to, certain ways how to treat the animals, you know, animal rights, activists, right? I could get in trouble from this year, but Akabonim, that's one mahalach in the world. We don't hold of that. We hold that the halachas of Tzar Bar Lechaim are ben adam la'atzmai. It's a midas test. You're working on yourself. Racham aval kol ma'aseiv. One has to be good to the animals and not be mitzayer the animals, etc. Why? For his own benefit, for himself. Because he shouldn't be an achzori dika person. He shouldn't be a horrible person, as we say. So the din of you helping an animal when he's in pain or not hurting an animal, etc., or not doing things that are mitzayer animals, it's not a din between you and Charlie the horse. Right, Charlie Duna, it's not a din between the two of you. It's a din on yourself. It's a halacha on yourself that a person has to be a Muslim in Midas, and he has to be a Merachim, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Merachim, you're a Merachim, it's a Memela. Now we understand that if there's going to be a Tayelis of an Adam, if you have a certain reason why you're doing this, and we'll see what's considered a Tayelis, but I comment that you have a Tayelis, so then we understand very simply that your tayelis makes it that it's not considered I'm an achzari, I'm a bad person, I'm a mean person if I'm using this animal. Once he has a tayelis, that's the reason the Ribbono Shel Olam gave animals. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave animals in the world for to be mishamish et ha'adam, in order for a person to use. And that's why you could ride on the horse, that's why we'll see in a minute, that's why you're allowed to eat animals, that's why you're allowed to shecht animals, etc. And that's going to be the answer. That's also going to be the answer why the mashal, if there's necessity for animal testing, for medicines, etc. That's why we're going to hold it's mutter, and that's why, of course, it's mutter to have shoes made out of leather, and that's why, of course, it's mutter to have fur coats, etc. Right? The animal rights activists may not disagree with this, but again, we hold that it's ben adam, not ben adam levehemtoy, but rather it's ben adam atzmoy. So I comment that there's a tayelis of the adam himself, then he has a heter. Now let's explain. The Ramah in Eben Ezer in Siman Hey, the Ramah discusses over there that there's a person who needs to take a quill, a sofer. So the Ramah says over there that he's allowed to rip it straight out of the chicken, the goose. He's not ripping it. I tzar for the animal. The Ramah says this heter, says the Ramah, that even though it gives tzar to the animal, but it's tayelis adam. How's he supposed to have a quill? He needs his quill. Now, the Ramah does end on, and that we'll see, it's going to be a recurring theme over here, that even when we're going to discuss tzar for the chayim, but one must keep in mind that there's an issue of rachim of a komaisav, that you shouldn't be too achzari, even in a situation where it's going to be mutter, but in the maisa, there isn't like an extra mile in midas. You know, mitzad the mile of midas of not hurting an animal, a kami you have at tzarech, it'll be mutter. But in the maisa, there's an Indian, even a midas hasidus we'll call it, to stay away from such hanhagas, and if a person has the ability, mashal, if he has no other pen, someone would be mutter, but if he has the ability to do it in a different way, then the Ramah cautions that he should taka, not pluck out from the goose. Okay, we're going to see this, what we're going to have to wait today, the whole day is, you know, what's considered a tzarech of an adam, that I'll have a heter to hurt this animal or use this animal for my purpose, and when does it, you know, cross the line? Now, I'll give you an example. You know, a person said, oh, tzarech of adam, I like taking cats and swinging them around, right? I watch you go, wee! You know, that's a vada. Anybody who realizes, no, but you don't understand. If it's not that, I'll do it to one of my children, right? You know, that is certainly not a tayelas adam. Maybe it is. I don't know if it's a kid, right? But that is certainly not a tayelas adam. Or when you see, you know, little children running down the street, running after a cat, right? Oh, well, it's very good. It keeps mommy doesn't have to worry about the children right now, right? It's very, very, it's kabbalistic. It's wonderful, right? That again is not a tayelas, not for the children and not for the mommy. That's, again, because what's in the kuda? I eat the tayelas. I have a benefit from it. But obviously, your benefit does not outweigh the tsar in this situation. When does the benefit outweigh the tsar in the situation? For example, horse. Riding on the horse's back, your benefit, that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam gave horses, is that you should be able to ride on a horse and get from one place to another place. So there, in that situation, the way that the world looks at this benefit is that this benefit obviously outweighs the pain of the animal. So too, for example, the animal testing. Everyone realizes the same idea, that obviously the myla of having certain drugs and certain, et cetera, certain, pharmaceutical products, et cetera, different things, different ideas that come from animals. Obviously, if it can help in the medical world, then obviously there's no question that that's a benefit that outweighs the tsar of the animal. And that's the reason the Ribbono Shel Olam gave it. And again, it's not an achzaristic thing for a person in such a situation to use the animal. That goes without saying. In our Gemara, we see an application of this halacha, a very interesting application, two applications actually. The Rambam says, if you look through this Gemara, there's tons of applications to this. The Gemara says that Tzar Bali Chaim, says the Gemara, he has a choice between his own animal, his friend's animal, to save his friend's animal from a brika. His animal's in pain. He's got all these heavy packages. And then the Gemara says he has this Sinei. The Sinei's animal, he's also walking down the street, the fellow he doesn't like. He tries to explain, how could it be? He doesn't like to eat, etc. Tyson talks about. But he has his Sinei animal walking down the street. And there, it's a shiloh of te'ina. Te'ina is just a matter of no tzar v'alei chayim. The only issue is what? Helping it and putting it on the back of the animal. And the other issue is, he has, but his friend over there, his friend is suffering. So who should you go with first? We would have thought, you go with your friend. First of all, it's your friend. And second of all, prika. Prika is an issue of tzar v'alei chayim. No, says the Gemara, no. The mitzvah to the sinei. You go to the sinei's animal, and you help the sinei's animal to go and put on the packages. Says the Gemara, why? Said the Gemara, why? Kidei lock of his yitzray. And the Gemara comes out, even if the whole time of the Chaim is Isa. Said the Gemara, what? Nah, but I feel lucky, kidei lock of his yitzray. I tell you, I had a thought, like, how do you learn this Gemara? The first shot, the Pasha shot, how you learn this Gemara, right? What would you think? That now you're getting two mitzvahs here, right? There's a mitzvah of te'ina, plus there's a mitzvah of working on your midas, right? Mitzvah I study from this Gemara. There's a mitzvah of working on your midas, plus you're gonna get the mitzvah of te'ina. So that beats the one mitzvah you'll get of doing prika, right? That's not pshat in the Gemara. It's not pshat. That's not pshat. I saw it there also. The Ran learns like the Mechatzchim. It's not pshat. The pshat in the Gemara is that ad kama that I am working on, I need this. Ad kama that I have a sipa to not help the other animal. So what are you going to say? Oh, help that animal. Tzapa the chayim. Help that animal take off the package. Tzapa the chayim. No, but I have a benefit to not help the animal right now. So we just said that whenever this te'elis adam, whenever there's a te'elis to the person, whenever he has a benefit in a situation to not help the animal, so the halachas of tzapa the chayim were not said. The halachas of tzapa the chayim were only said in a situation where he doesn't have a te'elis. There's no reason why not to help the animal. But if he has a specific te'elis, so that's what the Gemara means. What the Gemara means is, we would rather you help the Sinai's animal. Why? You're going to tell me Tzabal Chaim? There is no Tzabal Chaim. Because I come and I have a specific reason why I'm not helping that animal over there. I'm doing it because it's going to be a good Midas tester for me. There's a bigger shit that you see already. Because this is already, you know, it's not something that I'm getting a Tayelis from the animal itself. And Alpha PK, you see from the Gemara that this type of Tayelis is enough that I don't have a din of Tzabal Chaim. There's other riots, I don't want to be machmir on the riots, I want to try and get to the halacha maisa cases, but there's other riots to this side. Now, Marshall, there's a Zoya. There's a Zoya, the famous Zoya that says Rav Shimon bar Yochai, the cave, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, how did he have an air conditioning? In those days, oh, it was impossible to have an air conditioning system. So the Rav Hadish Shalalem sent him a bunch of birds. They're like this, you know. And it was like a olden day air conditioning system, right? Air conditioning system, you know, just flapping the wings back and forth. Right? I think Zaria tells that the chayyur, it's a pretty bad tzar b'lechayim. You ask these birds, right? No, if you ask these birds, they'd probably say, "Well, we're afraid he's going to burn us up if we don't do a barbecue." Right? But I'll go find him. But Lamaite says it's tzar b'lechayim. It's torturous to the birds to sit there all day like this. You try and do it all day long, right? And Lamaite says, "The tzar says again, it's tzar chadam, it's not tzar b'lechayim, tzar chadam, tzar b'lechayim." You don't see that Rav Shimon bar Yochai said, "No, no, go away. It's not right to the birds, right?" It's tzar b'lechayim, but the tzar what tzar b'lechayim, but the tzar chadam not dumb. So again, once it's a tailless, so then we wave it. Now, I want to go through a few columns, Bez Hashem. This is Rabbi said this. Rise upon rise. And this we'll see. We always have to be weighing. Lamash, I'll give you a dogma. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein talks about that they used to fatten up the chickens. Right before they would check them. You fatten them up a lot, and then you got a big fat chicken. Right? So it's pretty torturous for a chicken for the last 24 hours of his life to be eating all day. Right? You know, it's not pleasant. Tzar tzar b'le chayim. So Rabbi Moshe says, why tzar chadam? Same idea. I tzar b'lechayim, tzar chadam. There's no tzar b'lechayim in the situation, and you see that outweighs the fact that, you know, the mice at the end of the day, he's getting really tortured. But the tzar chadam is to have a fat chicken. On the other hand, I saw the Paiskim discuss that what happens, I didn't see much about this, but there are Paiskim that discuss, what about starving? There's another halach. Is that you starve animals for 24 hours before they're shechted. Or before they're, it has to do with the shechit, they make the shechit, I saw the Paiskim done, that already is not so pashit. We've been doing shechit for 5,000 years already, and we're able to do it without starving the animal. Who says it's a tzarech? You know, we always have to done. Is the hezek that you're doing, is the damage you're doing to the animal, is it worth the tayalis that's being achieved? That's what we always have to done on. Mashal, another case. They talk about, I think the Mechatzitz talks about, that they would fatten up the animal in order to give it more eggs. They fatten up the chickens to give it more eggs. And over there, Dan said it should be mutter, because it's Te'elis Adam. It's all the different nidoy. One, somebody can bring them. The Deshin himself says, you're allowed to ride on horse. Right? I hurts the horse, you're allowed, it's a Te'elis Adam. And so the person can give it kicks, to hit the horse, to get it to go faster, etc. A lot of people can say it's no good, they bring right from Bilam. Right? They bring right from Bilam. Bilam hit the animal, and the Malach opened up his mouth and said, hey, what are you doing? You can't hit the animal. Chayyur was hitting him to get him to go. You see? Okay. You have to always weigh. Was it necessary to really hit this animal? Maybe if you could have just, like, given him a little patch, you didn't have to take a stick and whap. You know? The Zimmer explain this. The place can talk about. Are you allowed to tell the balagolo? You know, you're on the horse and the cart, and you tell him, we gotta go faster. You know, we gotta go faster. You tell the balagolo. So what's he gonna do? He's gonna start whipping. The place can talk about because you're getting a guy to do it. Maybe the shichas for a guy. Maybe the tayelis outweighs. They don't. But you see, again, I just want to bring to the oilam this nekuda. You always have to be weighing. Is my tayelis in hurting the animal greater than the animal's damage? Now, actually, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Vayin Zayin Mabez, so Shushanke brings the Raya. The Gemara says over there that why did the Rebbeinu Shel Olam create, I think he's talking about zvug, types of flies. The Gemara says over there, again, we don't do the remedies of the Gemara anymore, but the Gemara says, because when a person gets bitten by a wasp, the Gemara says, you take this zvov, you grind him up, and then you put it on top of the wasp sting, and it takes away the wasp thing, it takes away the pain. Again, you see the same thing. Your brain was created. Many of these animals were created for this purpose, for the tails of an adam, for the tzarich of a mensch. On which animals is there a din tzav lechayim? The poskim dan on mamish all the animals. It comes out that right poskim hold that we hold the bein on all the animals, bein on the fish, by flies, by insects. There's a big need in the poskim. There's a famous shil shayvitz. The shayvitz, I think he goes with the mahalach that flies and bugs and these type of things, they don't have a nervous system, right? They don't have a nervous system. Rav Moshe went not like that. Rav Moshe, there's a lot of poskim that went not like that. Most poskim hold even by flies is a din tzav lechayim. My bugs, etc. That person has to be mocked, but even on this, we'll see. I mean, obviously that goes without saying, but then we can't like, bling, you can, you know, flick off the wings and little legs and etc. But have a tail of Zadam and keep the children busy. That's Avada, not a tail of Zadam. Avada, that would be forbidden. It's a Jashad of the Raisa Mamish, you know. There's a halacha that if a person sees a child doing an Isser, they have to stop the child. If it's an Isser, they're a banan, so then we're mekel. You don't have to stop the child. Yeah, if it's your own child, it's a different story. You have to stop your own child. Let's say it's time you're walking down the street. You see one child hitting another child. So this is their Isa. You see the child hitting, he's doing this to the Isa. Or you see him on Shabbos, he's digging something in the dirt, etc. You see him doing this to the Isa. You have to stop him. If he's a chinachek child, you have to stop him. So I would say the same thing here. You see the child running down the street. I don't know, he's running after an ant. I don't know what he's doing over there, you know. And he's running and he's trying to tip off the wings, etc. So that would be a problem. That would be a problem. That's Abel Chaim. It's a child of their Isa. So you'd have to stop him. Maybe it depends if he's an Ashkenazi child. I think you should stop him either way. I'll upon him. There's a tshuva of the Na'ib Yehuda. The Na'ib Yehuda dance. What's the halacha legabe hunting? Are you allowed to hunt? Says the famous tshuva of the Na'ib Yehuda, the Chayit Sabah the Chaim. And the Na'ib Yehuda says, very famous, says the Na'ib Yehuda, that when a person is hunting, there's no problem of Sabah the Chaim. Says why? Now, obviously, if you're hunting the animal in order to catch the animal, to eat the animal, that's obviously Tayel, it's something that goes without saying, would be mutter. He's dining time a person wants to go hunting. In the end, he comes out, it's also because of Moshe plates him, it's also because it's a sakana, it's also, different explain is why he comes out, it's also. However, he dines, what about Tzar B'Lechaim? So says the Rebbe, he doesn't think it's Tzar B'Lechaim. Says the Rebbe, why? He brings Raya from the Gemara Chulin and Zayin, I can't be Meir Chandel Raya right now, but he says, there's no din of Tzar B'Lechaim in killing an animal. Now obviously, it doesn't mean if you torture an animal to death, then that's of course Tzar B'Lechaim, right? He means just, In killing an animal, you know, Kido will say, for no reason, there's no Tzav HaLechayim. The Maisa, you see in the Rishayim not like this. The Rishayim all discuss, why is it that Shrita, why is it that we do Shrita? And why is it that the knife by Shrita, the Rambam in Murray Nevuchim, the famous Rambam, the Ramban in Brashas, well, a lot of the Rishayim, the Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar, that goes with this, you say, why is it that the Rabbi Shalom chose Shrita as the Mahalach for mattering an animal, the Mahalach to make an animal kosher? Says the Ramban, the Rambam, the Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar, they'll say, and also it has to be a knife, which is a chalaf, which is razor sharp, right? Mamish, no next. Why? Because this is the most painless way of death. That's how the Rishayim go, the Rambam, etc. To do it that years ago, even out of Yom HaZeh in certain countries, tribes in different countries, that they ask for shechita. Why? Because it's not humane. When I see the Rishayim Mamish Rakeret, the opposite. The Rishayim say that the reason why these were chosen was, says the Rambam, Tzav HaLechai. So first of all, you see number one, not like them, we don't advise, not like them. But number two, you see also, not like the Rebbe Yehuda. You see that the Indian of Tzav HaLechayim applies also by Misa. In other words, I had a choice to kill it with a gun or kill it with a Shechita. We would prefer if you do it with the Shechita. Why? There's no issue of Tzav HaLechayim. Once you're killing him, there's no Indian of Tzav HaLechayim. No, you see, not like that. You see, the Rishayim, there is an issue, is there an Indian of Tzav HaLechayim, even in the way that you kill an animal. I'll give you big enough community. I'll give you a dogma. And also, there's a Chumash Masham. I don't think we pass him like this, but I just want to show you how far-reaching this could be. There's a Chumash Masham. He says that what happens if a person, he has a treifa animal, right? He's a treifa animal, so now he has to kill it, right? He's going to sell the animal. So he wants to say, you have to shecht it. He wants to say, you have to shecht it, not shoot it. Why? Well, just said, what's the reason why they do shechita? Because shechita is the most painless form of death. So he says, you have to shecht it. It could be we don't pass him like that. I can't be married now. Why? If that was theory, no idea. But you see how far this goes. I tell you, the Seichel HaTaira. The Knack of the Seichel HaTaira. They had the Shaila in Europe. And they wanted to ask the Shechita. In Vilna, they wanted to ask the Shechita. The Shaila went to Chaim Moiser. Got a Lador. They went to Shaila, got a Lador. I think a guy over there in the Chuvi discusses. He says he sent the Shaila to the big three. He sent it to Shimon Shkop. And he sent the Shaila to Rechon Vassi. To a Baruch Bear. And all of them, for different reasons, they couldn't answer. He said, so what can I do? I'm the only one left. I'll have to answer this Shaila. And he writes over there, in the Tshuva, they wanted to ask him. Why? They said, look, you have to first stunt the animal, and then we'll let you do Shechita. Right? Stunt the animal, you know, give it a shock. And then we'll let you do shechita. Isn't it unbelievable? What's our problem with that? The animal's not dead yet. So he dies in the tshuva. Number one he talks about in the tshuva is that there's an issue that perhaps when you stunt an animal, so then it can't live now for a very long time. It's a treifa. Could be you just made it into a treifa. So your shechita is on a shechita of a... That's one nidin. Another nidin he dies over there. Some an interesting thing. In Malicha, there's halacha that we salt an animal to get rid of all the blood. So one of the ways that the blood goes out of the body of the animal is b'shach that you shech the animal. The animal shakes around. It's called mefarches. The animal shakes. And when he shakes, all the blood comes out of his neck. All the blood, a lot of blood, kilo. And it could be that if you stunt the animal, so he's not going to have this jumping around process. And what's going to happen is when you shech this animal, so then the blood will just, you know, ooze out. But a lot of blood will remain. And therefore, who says that the salting is able to take on all the blood? Two nidayim which aren't the gas. Then he comes to third thing. You see the Seichel HaTayda, different than the activists as they call them. He says, you know what else? Maybe it's Tzar Balichayim. Listen to this. Maybe it's Tzar Balichayim. He says, what gives us the right? We know the Torah tells us you check the animal, right? But to stunt the animal is painful to the animal. What gives us the right when we can just do it with just a shechita, right? To go and stunt the animal, mom's the opposite. Unbelievable. He says, what gives us the right to go and stunt the animal? Now he comes out. It could be that Akamah that they're not going to allow us to. So then it becomes a tzarech of an adam, because we have no, it's a tzarech of the adam, if they're not going to tell us to the shechita unless we stunt it, if something would be more there, then it would be a tzarech of adam. But you see, it's mamish the opposite. Agamah that something is unnecessary, so then it becomes, mamish itzer. It becomes an itzer of tzarech l'chaim, the chacham of the seichel ha-toida. I go upon him, a few more cases, Rabbi Yisai. That means like this. I was thinking today, I don't know, I'm afraid to say this, but I was thinking today, what's the heter to fish an animal? Now, of course, if you're fishing to, you know, take the animal, eat the animal, it goes without saying. That's what the Baruch Shalom gave the fish for. But fish, l'chayr, there's a din tzar b'lechayim on fish. What's he doing? He's relaxing, okay? You know, that's one way to relax, right? He takes the thing, he takes a worm, he's torturing the worm because the worm isn't dead, he tortures the worm, he puts it on the thing, he takes it, he throws it in, he tries to catch Charlie, he's torturing Charlie as Charlie's jumping for the worm, and then he takes Charlie out, right? And he catches Charlie and he says, everybody, hey, look, 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 and Charlie's flapping around. What is Charlie doing when he's flapping around there, right? Charlie's not happy. Charlie'd rather be in the water. Charlie just realized he made the biggest mistake of his life, or death, or whatever, right? So Charlie's very enough, and look, hey guys, look, look! Then he takes the tuna, and he picks it up, licks it in, then he goes, okay, I'm not hungry anyways, and he throws it back in. Hey, right? Sounds pretty bad to me. I don't know, to me it sounds like I don't know. I saw one paper today, it says, Tayalis Adam. But we still, I don't know, is that considered Tayalis Adam? Why is that Tayalis Adam? But taking the cat, all of us, if we heard the cat, taking your cat, swinging around the cat, right? Oh, look at, how far can you throw it? I got 14 houses. How many did you get? 15, right? Okay, you win, right? Let's try one more, you know? Everyone would say, no, that's not tail something, but what? But taking a fish, and taking your fishing rod, throwing it into the water, and go, and letting him swing around there, because he's not happy, Camilla. He's not happy with what you're doing to him. I don't know. I certainly think it's definitely anti, even if you want to say maybe the tailless does outweigh, you know, it's enough of a tailless because it's a whole day's adventure, and I'm afraid because I think the kids can't play these things. I don't know. But even if you want to say it is mutter. Let's say you want to say it's mutter. It's tayala sodom because something that became such a natural sport that people view at this is normal. Right? Normal. So people don't, you know, they don't look at it as torture. I don't know. People would, if 150 years ago people would have started throwing out cats, right? So maybe that would be a normal sport. I don't know. Okay. But one thing is clear. It's certainly a problem of virachim of a kol ma'isav. And I can't imagine that such a thing is very good for the meat. Okay, I can't say it's usur. Once people do it and it's considered a sport, it's possible that such a thing would be mutter. Now, the ma'isa, Agav, there's another halacha over here. Agav, there's another halacha that we have to dan on, the gabe prika in our sugya. You see that when we're discussing tzar b'lechayim, we see a chiddush in the other days, lamed amabez, you see a chiddush in the blat on lamed amabez, that prika, this halacha of helping out somebody, you know, helping out an animal and taking that package on, but this applies to people too, says the Rashba and the Tshuva. Over there, the Maisa with Rabbi Shmuel, that there was somebody in the street and he had a package and this, and he told Rabbi Shmuel to help him. So the Rashba brings a ride from here, and the Birki Yosef Paskins like this halacha, that this halacha of Sabal Chaim, number one, and prika on a person. I mean, you see a lady getting onto the bus, right, and she's got this big carriage, it's bigger than her. Right? So then, the Be'alocha to help her. It could be that if she's dressed in a non-Semitic way or something, then, I'll come that he's gonna have a loss from it. and he wouldn't have a chiyuv anymore, because the whole din of tzar bali chayim, she's no worse than an animal, but on comment that it's going to be a tayalis adam, right, and she's dressed like an animal, so then it could be, that the ma'isa that he wouldn't have a chiyuv to help her. His whole entire chiyuv to help her is what? Mitzat tzar bali chayim. If he feels he's going to lose out, if she's dressed in a way which isn't appropriate, and he feels he's going to lose out, so then he wouldn't have a chiyuv to help her. But otherwise, certainly, if a lady, a regular elka lady, is getting off the bus and she needs help picking up the carriage, etc., or if helping with packages, there would certainly be a chiyuv of tzav l'chaim. Now, a few more cases, Rabbi Yisai. God, I was thinking today, you know, if you have a fly, you have the Rabbi Moshe writes in the Tshuva that even though, of course, we're saying that flies do taka have the issur of tzav l'chaim, however, Rabbi Moshe does speak out that what if they're bothering you and the flies in your way? Of course, you're allowed to kill it, Rabbi Moshe says. But I was thinking, if you have a choice between fly paper and swatting, I would say the chayyur is better than swat, right? Because fly paper is a torturous matzah. The chayyur is torturous. The chayyur is more torture. I would say it's better than swat. Chayyur. Even though I saw one saber, he says not like that because he says you're killing it with your hand. First of all, it's not your hand. Number one. Number two, one's mamish causes more. Again, you're allowed to put up fly paper to prevent flies from coming. That certainly is a tzarech l'adam. But I thought if a person would have a choice, the chayyur would be better with a swatter. Now, a few more cases. I saw one case the place can talk about after they shuck the chicken. So Tadua, I remember this when we were young, we used to look at this. We used to watch this. The chickens they run around without heads. You ever see this? The chickens run around and their mamish flopping around. Right? Anybody sees it for the first time, woo, wow, you know. Mamish it's a party, right? So the chance like this. A lot of times nowadays, there's no time in these chicken houses, you know. They take the chicken right after they finish shucked again, and they quickly throw him into a machine which defeathers him. Right? And the Metzias is, apparently, I've never seen this yet, but apparently the Metzias is, after defeathering him, it's a very painful process, imagine, you know, it's probably quite painful, right? And after defeathering him, his body is still jerking around, right? So this is like a world war in the Paiskim. I'll explain, some Paiskim say, Tsar Bale Chai, not Tsar Bale jerking. I don't know, he's not alive. He's not alive, they want to say. Some say, no, it's still called he's alive, he's just mutter halachically. He's a logically mutter. It has to do with the fact, can a guy maybe eat it at this point? But this is the needed over here. Do we say tzar bali chayim in such a situation also? It's an interesting case. How we paskin it, it wasn't clear to me. It wasn't clear after looking through these parts. The pashtus is that there's no tzar bali chayim at that point. Pashtus. So brought down from Rav Chaim Palaji. He brings down that a person is looking for, he has sick people in his house, loyalenu, a sick person, etc. He's looking for a skula for sick people. He says, be nice to the animals. He talks about tzar bali chayim. He says, be nice to the animals. Give them extra food, give them a little, you know, throw them out bread. That. He says, if you're merachim on them, so they'll go and daven for you. Unbelievable, he says. He says, they'll daven for you. I saw another thing. I saw an unbelievable thing. I saw a story from Frank Kanievsky. He brings down that they say from the Arizal, there's a Kabbalah from the Arizal, that the Arizal said that people who are never going to have children, it could be that there's an issue that they're not being merachim on certain animals, perhaps. Maybe if they'd be merachim on animals, actually that would be a schooler for them. I don't know. Different things. You see the hatladik koyches that we're talking about over here when we discuss tzar bali chayim. Now I am shaila. I'm going to ask the oilam over here, the tamid chachamim. Tamid chachamim, maybe they can help me over here. They have ants on the floor. You have ants on the floor. Not uncles, ants. Right? You know the loaf of koyches. You have ants on the floor. And it sounds like this. Should I have a kasha? I'm going to ask the question like this. I heard that I'm talking. This is the way he phrased the shaila. You know, we all agree. Let's say I got to be driving down the street, right? And there's a pack of chihuahuas crossing the street, right? Would anybody have a tzad to just go, well, he's got a big car, and just drive straight over them? Nobody would have a problem. And somehow I would be in trouble with the right animal rights activists just for saying such a thing, right? But no, and all of us would agree that's probably tzad b'lechai, right? Just drive around or wait till they cross, right? We'd all agree. So when the ants are walking down the street, right, the little fellows, they're walking down the street, so shouldn't I have a cleave to, you know, to cross the other side? Maybe I do. Elamai, maybe you'll tell me because ants don't have a nervous system, but Rav Moshe says not like that. Right? So I'm a chuyiv to cross the street. Now, let's go explain. To go and say that I'm a chuyiv to actually look every time, I'm a chuyiv to look. That'll make you crazy. That's a tayal sadim. If every single time I walk in the street, I have to take my hand and walk in the street, you know, that already not a chuyiv to do. And I'll take it one step further. Am I a chuyiv, you know, to see ants on the street, and you know they're there. And well, let's say we'll establish in a minute you should cross the street. Let's say, I'm not sure yet, but let's say you should cross the street, right? I'm included to stand in front of the ants with a stop sign, right? You know, and everybody that walks, right? Hey, halt! Wait, they're crossing, wait, right? You know, and okay, now you can go. Are you included to do that? So that already, Rav Moshe Feinstein says you're not. I'll explain. Rav Moshe has a chiddush. Rav Moshe says you're not allowed to torture an animal. Your own animal or other animals, you're not allowed to torture, right? When it comes to watching an animal that's in pain, and your responsibility to helping that animal, says Rav Moshe, you're not responsible for a hefker animal. That's not your responsibility. Your responsibility doesn't apply to a hefker animal. I don't know what to do. It's negative kids of Shulchan Aruch. It's negative chayyadam. They all say that even in a situation where it's a hefker animal, it's a chayim to not watch him in pain. If you see an animal that's suffering, even if it's not your animal, the Pasha says, there's a thing to help. And again, I don't mean that you have to go and save the whales. Again, I'm probably going to get in trouble for this year. But I don't know if you have to, you know, if they take these whales and they got caught between two icebergs, right? So they collect money and they go to Alaska and they pick up the whale and they bring him to a different place, right? I don't know if you're responsible to do that, because the God says, if you see an animal in pain, you're mechuyev to help him out. I'm not mechuyev to go and look for an animal who's in the middle of the Alaska somewhere. That I'm not responsible for. However, but our case over here, you know, when the ants are walking down the street, they're hefker ants. I don't know. I'm a suffix. But to go and actually, you know, to block people, no, I'm not mechuyev to block them from getting trampled on, then fine. But am I, you know, I see them on the street, and I see them right there. And if we would be driving down the street, we certainly would understand not to drive through that chihuahua. You know, nobody would want to do that, right? You know, and even cats, we wouldn't, you know? You know, they have 9 lives, right? But we wouldn't, right? There's no way. Why? And we would all say, Tzav Elachayim, right? So why is it that when we see ants crossing the street, I don't know, maybe the chat is that it's a serif of, are we mechayim too? I would say one thing, mechayra, we said racham of a kol maisa. Maybe not midin, you know? It's certainly still my tayelis and I have to cross, I don't know. But certainly, I guess, al trachim of a kol maisa of a person should probably cross the street. I don't know if I can say it's mamish 100% mechuyev to, but I don't know. I would say a person has to cross the street in such a situation. Now, there is something that stands against me. I talked to the Talmud Chacham today, and he had an interesting raya. He said all the places in the discuss, there used to be certain magefas, certain, not magefas, but places where there'd be bugs all over the place, and a person wasn't able to go to shul on Shabbos. And the place came all down, are you allowed to go to shul on Shabbos anyways, because when you can walk outside, you're going to kill ants. And they discuss it. Maybe it's mutter, it's gracious, like Nikolai, different chesvayim that they make, or tzarech mitzvah, etc. I can't. It's maybe not gracious. All the different chesvayim. How come nobody dance? What do you mean? What are you talking about Shabbos? Tuesday, you're not allowed to go out if you have all these ants, because you're going to kill them. But that's not a raya. Because if they're all over the place and I have no choice, so of course that's a tzarech adam. Of course that's a tayelus adam to be able to walk outside. But we're talking about a specific situation. You have an ant patch in front of you. Am I mechuyev to cross the street? I don't know. I would say Pashtus is yes. Again, to direct traffic with a stop sign, that you're not mechuyev to do. Right? That about it, you're not mechuyev to do. That we all understand. But if they're there and you see them and you can just walk around them, now, and to go and look, you're also not mechuyev to go and look on the street for ants, because that's a tayelus adam that I have to be look all day. You have to get the place to play. Oh. And one nekuda. Two more nekudas, Rabbi Tzai. The gabe fish. This is a very common case on Shabbos that the place can discuss, which brings out a very big yisoid. There's a yisoid in fish. That, well, I'll tell you two things. First of all, sometimes fish die, right? Nice, it's almost a no-brainer when you give a child a fish, right? You know, it comes home from school with his little bag and a fish, and you know that there's gonna be a Leviathan in about 2 days from now, right? You know, 3 days, depending how big the fish is and how big the child is, right? But there's gonna be a Leviathan, fish Leviathan, the fish Leviathan is going to be soon, right? So the shaila is that, number one, what's the after for the school to give the fish to the child? Right? So this Rabbi said, first, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Mefresh, that there was a little child, and they're looking for some toy to give him. No, first they took off the chicken's head, right? It's one Gemara, that the child didn't like that toy, right? And the mother didn't like it, got him all dirty, fine. The Gemara doesn't like that child. Another toy, the Gemara discusses over there, is a grasshopper, a chagav, and the Gemara discusses it, that you're allowed to give the grasshopper to a child. The Gemara just says, that you have to give him a kosher one. Why? Because if you give him a treif one, he might come to eat it. And then it's a shy love feeding a child treif. But a kosher one, you're allowed to give it. And the Gemara goes on to say over there that when the grasshopper dies, the child isn't going to eat it. He gets so depressed, he makes a levaya. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shita, Rabbi Yudin, is that you don't even have to worry about a mishay. But when we see one thing, is that you don't have to worry about giving animals to children unless it's a shiloh kashrus, even though you know the child is not responsible. And what's the answer? The answer is tayelus adam. That obviously, that tayelus does outweigh the fact that the animal is going to die, even though we said you can't take the cat and swing it around. But that to Alice, the Gemara held, does that way. But that's one Shilin fish. Another Shilin fish. Sometimes the fish in the tank dies with other fish. This is already, you have a fancy fish tank, and you have a few fishies in there. Sorry, Grandma. You have a few fish in there, right? Now you're allowed, now one of them dies on Shabbos. When one of them dies on Shabbos, what happens is, it causes a terrible stench, and it causes a terrible problem, and it makes all the other fish die. And they suffer and they die. A lot of Paiskim say, the Mokim, there's a different sirupim over here. To take out a fish, to take out this dead fish is muks. Dead fish is obviously muks now. Are you allowed to take out this dead fish? So the paiskim are mitzarev, the zamin's mitzarev, other paiskim, that b'makom hefsid, it's a big hefsid, and also to makom tzarev b'chayim. The Pesach want to say that since it's a makom of Tzar B'Lechayim, certainly if you have a guy that can do it, you should do it out of their guy. But even if you can't get it out of their guy, there's a makom to be makel to take out this dead fish, ayit mukta, but Tzar B'Lechayim is garaisa. A lot of Pesach want to say that the makom Tzar B'Lechayim, we waive the issur of mukta. This has to do with a lot of shilas that we can't go into now, but with extracting milk on Shabbos from cows. Has to do with Tzar B'Lechayim, the Kehaterim, on Shabbos, they can be make Alayde Goyim, because again, the Tzar B'Lechayim is a child of their eyes. So, I don't want to go into that now. I'll confirm them, but the last case with fish. Just in case. If I see one fish, the material of these fish is that when they give birth, mommy fish gives birth, and then she gets hungry, and she starts eating her children. Okay? That's the material. Yummy, yummy. Okay? And she starts eating her children. So what do you do normally during the week? You take out mommy fish. Okay? And you put her into a different tank. You know, once you give birth, you take her out, and you put her into the Beit HaChlamah, the convalescent home, right? And that way her children will live, right? But, you know, on Shabbos comes, and you say, Mazel Tov, right? Charlie, right? 100 little Charlies. And now, dinner. She's not saying Mazel Tov, she's got her little bib on, right? She's putting on the, so what do you do? Are you allowed to save the life? So L'chaim, we just said, Tzar B'Lechayim, it's Muxa, right? Tzar B'Lechayim, you can, Doichim Muxa, L'chaim, we just said. Tzar B'Lechayim, since in this situation, all these little fish are gonna die, so there's a problem of Tzar B'Lechayim over here. Yet, at the same time, you know, you have the issue that, you have an issue of Muksa, and you also have an issue of Tzar B'Lechayim, so we should say, the Chayyim should be allowed to take out the fish. But here's Shlomo Zalman to the biggest site. This is a very biggest site in life. In the whole history of Tzar B'Lechayim. Says Shlomo Zalman, if something is nature, that's nature. The big eats the small, right? You see a zebra running down the street in Kenya, and he's running, where's he running? He's running from the rider, he's running from the lion. Okay? And you're clear to shoot the lion? Could be you're not even allowed to shoot the lion. You'll be your friend, Tzar B'Lechayim. You're not allowed to shoot the lion. Why? Because that's nature. That's nature. When nature's happening, says Rosh Hashanah, who gives you the right to intervene in nature? If that's what it is, you know, the survival of the fittest, what do they call it? The might makes right in this situation. If nature's taking its course, so then it could be that you're not in the chuyim and you're not allowed to intervene. So says Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, the mashal in this case in the fish, you wouldn't be allowed to save the fish. That's not called Tzar B'Lechayim. Tzar B'Lechayim is, you know, animals in pain, etc. We have to help the animal, etc. Or hurting an animal. But if nature, if something happened in nature, that's the mitzvah of nature, is that the mommy eats the children, then that's not considered Tzar B'Lechayim. I'll end one nekuda. There's a mice with the Chazanish. One time the Chazanish saw a fly that was half dead, and he told somebody to step on it. Obviously it wasn't Shabbos, but he told them to step on it. Why? Because he said Tzar B'Lechayim, it's torturing, right? This is why I said, this is the difference between us and the guy. This we understand that that's Tzar B'Lechayim. Avada, are you killing it? It's hard to say, but he was suffering to death, so that you're ending his suffering, right? The Goyim say this, even by a person who's alive, right? He's half dead, he's on the machine. Well, what good is he anyways, right? He's half dead, and they call it mercy killings. What's the difference? The difference is the difference between a fly and a human being. That's the chilek. That the difference is that a fly, when he's suffering, he's a suffering fly. A suffering fly is better off dead. Mashen can eat if he has Yisurin, and he has Olam Hazeh, and he gets more and more Yisurin he gets in this world, so the more it's being Mechaper for him in the next world. So then that's why, for a person to say, I'm doing him such a chesed by killing him, it's a vada, das, is nish, kein, chesed.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.